Boulder County Public Health, BCPH, is asking residents to take precautions while outdoors due to the rise in cases of the West Nile virus. 10 people have been hospitalized due to the West Nile virus since August 1st. Some BCPH recommendations include the use of insect repellent, long sleeves, drain standing water, and limit activities during dusk and dawn. Symptoms of the virus appeared 3 to 14 days after being bitten by the infected mosquito. Sandra Sonada, communicable disease nurse at Boulder County Public Health, said in a press release that Boulder County seems likely to surpass last year's total of 10 hospitalizations of the West Nile virus. There is currently no cure for the virus, and doctors and specialists can only treat symptoms. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment dashboard shows 42 hospitalized cases and 5 deaths statewide this year. Petitioners with Repeal CU Boulder South have filed a lawsuit against the City of Boulder for ballot language regarding the question of revising a city government decision to annex CU Boulder South. Petitioners argue that the language lacks clarity. Boulder City Council approved the ballot language on advice of the city attorney. The November ballot is set to be finalized by tomorrow. The Boulder Planning Commission approved a proposal from the Boulder Valley School District to annex its land on East Arapahoe this week. The annexation comes about 60 years after BVSD bought the land in 1962, and a commitment a couple of years after the sale, which granted BVSD use of Boulder's utilities and a promise to annex the land in the future. The need for the annexation came in 2019 when the district began construction on a central kitchen and proposed plans to partner with the city to create an affordable housing modular factory on the Boulder property. The annexation agreement enables BVSD to develop its nearly 42-acre property in partnership with the city's Housing and Human Services and Flatirons Habitat for Humanity to create an education center for construction students and build modular homes. If the city approves the annexation, BVSD would have to comply with the city's mandated building codes, including the dark sky rules, to eliminate light pollution. Candidates for various Colorado elective offices will be in Grand Junction this weekend for debates and speeches that includes incumbent Republican U.S. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert and Democrat and former Aspen City Councilor Adam Frisch. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, Aspen Public Radio, Caroline Yenis reports.
Lauren Boebert drew national attention earlier this summer when she spoke at Cornerstone Church in Basalt and criticized the separation of church and state. Former Aspen City Councilor Adam Frisch says he's been trying to focus his campaign on issues important to voters, like water, healthcare, and inflation. He says his experience working on affordable housing in Aspen has resonated with folks across the district, that affordable housing is not just a problem for wealthy resort communities.
And so when I'm talking to city council members across the district, the conversation of affordable housing comes up a lot. I think they appreciate that I have some sincere knowledge and interest in something that's become very, very important.
Frisch says if elected, he hopes to improve constituent services in district, something he says he's heard complaints about. Boebert's campaign has not responded to a request for comment. Caroline Yanez, Aspen Public Radio News.
Back-to-back days of record temperatures and low humidity readings have promoted warnings of critical fire conditions, Claire Purnell reports.
The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory again today for most of the Plains and I-25 corridor. The National Weather Service advises residents to take extra precautions when outside and around open flames or potential ignition sources. Health authorities advise limiting strenuous activities outside to avoid the risk of heat stroke and heat exhaustion. For KGNU, I'm Claire Purnell.
Today is going to be a hot day in the Front Range. In Boulder, we are going to see a high of 92 and a low of 62. In Denver, we are going to see a high of 98 and a low of 69. In Fort Collins, there's going to be a high of 97 and a low of 51. Outside of the Boulder studio, it is currently 68 degrees. For KGNU, I am Luis Lucas.